This is Bob Riddell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. There will be a no-mow May. The City Council on a 4-2 vote decided to continue the program despite residents' concerns and questions as to if the bee population has helped at all. The Council discussed the possibility of limiting no-mow May to side yards and backyards, but in the end decided to make no changes at all to the program. Again, despite resident opposition, the City Council voted 6-0 to allow construction of those first 500 apartment and townhouse units near Lake Butamore. Upset neighbors voiced concerns about the size of the project, its impact on the environment, and the additional traffic there. City officials say Oshkosh needs more housing due to an expected increase in population over the next few years. The Winnebago County Health Department has given its final COVID-19 vaccination at the Sunnyview Expo Center. Tomorrow will be the final day for COVID testing at the facility. The Health Department opened the clinic at the Expo Center back on September 1st of 2020. Since then, over 30,000 shots have been given out at the facility. The Health Department will continue offering COVID-19 vaccinations at their downtown location. Page 2, the Dragon Boat Races plan to be back this fall. The event ran from 2006 through 2016 and featured paddlers along with boats designed to look like dragons with dragon head and dragon tails. The city has approved the race on the Fox River and a festival at the Leach Amphitheater the date of September the 16th. The Paines Festival of Spring has made Midwest Living Magazine's list of best festivals to go to this spring. The annual event is scheduled for May the 20th. Freightert, along with Theta Care, are making it official. Earlier this year, they announced a joint hospital project in downtown Oshkosh. Now the two hospitals say they're merging. With temperatures finally warming up, the fire danger is also increasing across the region. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for many areas. The new Lakeshore Pavilion will open later this year. The City Parks Advisory Board is recommending a rental fee of $200 for residents on weekdays, $250 for weekends. If you're an out-of-towner non-resident, you'll pay $50 more. The pavilion has a capacity of 150 people. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh will host the first-ever Special Olympics Spring Games coming up this weekend. Events include 3-on-3 and basketball team competition along with swimming. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.